And now news that a mother whose child fell into a gorilla enclosure will not be charged with any crime. A worker at the Cincinnati Zoo was forced to shoot the gorilla to rescue the boy. And the death of that western lowland gorilla, an endangered species, set off a round of condemnation of the mother, especially on social media. Authorities in Cincinnati now say it was not neglect, but a tragic accident. Tana Weingartner of member station WVXU has the latest.
The family of the little boy says the prosecutor's decision is a step toward helping them put this terrible episode behind them. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieter says an investigation turned up no evidence the boy's mother recklessly endangered her child's life.
And if anyone doesn't believe a three-year-old can scamper off very quickly, they've never had kids, because they can. And they do.
Dieter says four witnesses described an attentive mother who turned her back for a moment to help another child.
Now, that is not heedless indifference to the result, probable result, in my mind. It's not even close. It's not even a close call.
At a park just a few miles from the zoo, children swing and slide while others splash in fountains. Friends Amy Curran and Mara Hayscar sit on blankets with a picnic lunch and their three daughters. Curran calls the decision fair and just, and though her daughter has never wandered off, she says it can happen in an instant.
So no, but I have been with other mothers who have had what we call runners, and it's very difficult to keep an eye on the one that's not running if the other one is running.
As she talks, Hayscar points to her own daughter.
I had a daughter that in a flick of an eye would run away from me. I also have her sister that has special needs. So very hard.
But others, including father of two, Paul Gibson, disagree.
In my opinion, I think that any time that a child is harmed or put in danger, that the parent should be held responsible.
Though interviewed separately, the three ended up talking about their differences and found some common ground.
I mean, to see your child down there being hurtled around by a gorilla, that would be terrifying.
Absolutely. And even a step further, how she's been crucified. It's horrible.
The Cincinnati Zoo's gorilla exhibit has been closed since the incident. It reopens today with a taller, more secure barrier in place. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.